The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Well, guess what? Robin is in bed, hopefully. She couldn't hang, and that's okay. That's okay. She did not get any sleep last night, as she said earlier, so she's not with us this hour. But that's, you know, we're good. We're good with that. We were joined by the Bernadoodle Joe in Robin's absence. So Joe is over there on the couch chewing on a chewy ring. And the little dog who was on Robin's lap during the first hour, her name is Toots, or baby puppy, whatever she comes to it that particular day, is here also. The third dog, Gabby, the old Shih Tzu, is in the main part of the house. Just thought everybody would like to know where the dogs were. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So there you go. I just got a nice couple of pictures and a video from our buddy Lee, who calls in from time to time, almost every week, and says the fish bite is still on, the striped bass bite is still on at Patapsco. So that's good. I don't think it's as strong as it was before the break, but it's there. So anybody headed out today? On the weekend, you'll be fighting the crabs there in the mouth of Patapsco River. 410-922-6680. Still haven't gotten an answer other than our buddy Pat emailed me on the preference for the muzzleloader giveaway contest. Option 1, September, October, November. Option 2, October, November, December. September, October, November, option 1. October, November, December, option 2. Since we have them now, and I'm not waiting till September to ask or get the muzzleloaders, I'm confident that if we start September, October, November, we should go that way. But I'll leave it up to our listeners. 410-922-6680. You can email Ellis at Ellis Outdoors if you prefer. The answer to answer that way, like Patrick did, rather than call in. So there you go. What else? Crawfish for dinner last night, soft crabs, sautéed soft crabs. They were pretty good. Trips this week included Chambersburg, Pennsylvania yesterday, Frederick County yesterday. Where else did we stop? Oh, Anne Arundel County. Stopped there. Day before, I can't remember where I was. Southern Maryland, all the way down to Southern Maryland to our advertisers and friends down there. And Wednesday, bad day. Wednesday was a day that got cut short because of my dumbness. Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember which one. I had a cup of coffee from a convenience store, big cup. And as I picked it up, the lid came off, scalded myself, both arms, both legs. Coffee went everywhere. So my day was cut short about 10 o'clock in the morning. And I just said, I can't do it. I'm going home. I was hurting and wet. and coffee stained, and that was the end of my day there. So whatever day that was. Did not hit the Mega Millions, so therefore we're still here on the air. Even if we do, we'll be on the air. But that didn't happen either, so nor did any of our listeners that I know of. So hey, 410 WCBM 680 if you want a chance to win some fish and tackle from Tackle Box Tim, High Tide Lures. Our buddy John B sends me pictures of his grandson every now and then who's catching fish on the lures. Oh, excuse me. And, you know, they're very nice lures. I have a package that Tim sent me on some snakehead lures. He's got some buzz baits in there and some tail flopper things and some grubs to go on the trailers on the lures on some of the chatterbait style lures. So I'm very happy to use that, Tim. Appreciate that. And we'll keep talking about it as long as people desire to enter the contest. All you have to do for the Fish and Lure contest is call in, leave your name and number, first and last name with Aaron, our producer, and your phone number, then go on the air with me. All you got to say is, I just want to get in the contest. You can do that by 922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Mary, we left Mary stranded last week as our last caller. Wasn't able to get her on the air because of poor time management on my part. So, Mary, if you're listening, you give us a call back. We'd love to talk to you. So, 410-922-6680. Not sure what else is happening at the moment, but why don't you folks run the show this morning with your topic, your subject, your question. We'll be glad to enter into a discussion about anything you want to talk about. Haven't bought my hunting license yet. I'm going to probably do that this weekend. Enter the bear lottery. Get my sick of deer stamp. Talk to the owner of the property where I sick of deer hunt this and have taken several nice stags the other day. Things are doing well there. And that's all I can tell you. That is all I can tell you. So much going on and yet so little to talk about. Maryland Hunting Quarterly is out in printed version. Came out Monday on the street. We're distributing that now. If you don't have access, you can get it online. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. As with all our magazines, MD Loves Crabs, Maryland Loves Crabs Magazine, and Big Az Fish, BIGAZZFISH.com. You can read all our publications. And if you like the show, the podcast is available on ellisoutdoors.com. You can listen to the rebroadcast of the show right there. Ha, ha, ha. All right. Well, all right, pending our first phone call, I need to talk to you about our friends at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, they are your full-line Browning dealer. I got to take a look at some of the new Brownings when I was there the other day, and I'd be more than glad to tell you about that, that's for sure. Browning makes a fantastic firearm. Always love the quality of the Brownings. And I only own one. I own a A-Bolt 300 Win Mag, and I've taken deer and Maryland Black Bear with it. But if you like a pump-action shotgun, the Browning BPS comes in a field model. It's a newly designed stock, has a new look, larger trigger guard, matte blue finished barrel, and forged machined steel receiver. The cool thing about the BPS is the bottom ejection of the spent casing. The spent shotgun shell goes out the bottom rather than out the side. That's particularly good in a waterfowl blind, duck blind, goose pit, whatever, where you're not slapping the guy to your right with your hot shell casings when they come out. So it comes with that bottom ejection. It's really nice. Satin finish walnut, pump action, all with superior fit, and a new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are available. That's the pump action shotgun. Now, the Maxxis 2, beautiful waterfowl gun, waterfowl hunting perfection. It's new for 2023. It's a reliable gas-operated autoloader with additional enhancements to improve performance. It's got a composite stock with soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls. It features the new Browning Auric, A-U-R-I-C, concealment, which is a different type of camo. Browning has developed their own. I'll tell you about those two, and I'll tell you about others on the next break at Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, all available at Clyde's Sports Shop. Website is clydesports.com. They are open 7 days a week. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Plenty of time for get-togethers with your family over Labor Day maybe or throughout the fall. If you need some good furniture for your backyard, I recommend Backyard Billy's with all the tables and chairs, the Adirondack chairs, the recliners, the chaise lounges, and that type of thing. Anything and everything for your backyard, including gym sets for the kids, tiki bars for the adults. That's right. Sheds. Storage sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops. On the big stuff, free delivery within 60 miles, free delivery and setup, and free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches, on the sheds and things like that. Inside the showroom, check out the barbecue grills, a large selection, the pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. They are ceramic grill smokers. And stainless steel Memphis grills, and particularly the Beale Street model, which is really nice, all controlled by a control pad, and also pellet grills. The Memphis grills are pellet-fired grills, which are really nice. And then there's the garden decorations, the fire rings, the furniture, all at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line it.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Snow and rain and bright sunshine. line.
All right, we've got a couple callers on the line. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Good morning. Good morning. I always send you a few pictures just to, you know, fishermen are known to be liars, so I figured
Well, wait a minute. Not all fishermen are liars. There's just a higher percentage of liars that fish.
Yeah. It is. Hey, just an observation. Ever since the closure of 2 weeks for the rockfish, it's pretty amazing what I observed when I was probably some of the pictures I sent prior to the closure, but a lot of dead fish and whatnot. That is pretty well gone.
Right.
Since the spot bite in the Patapsco, it was where I'm fishing, has slowed up a lot. I don't do the bait, but the charter fleet and whatnot is, for the most part, vacated. But one thing I found interesting, when the bite was hot and heavy, these guys were actually chumming a lot of their dead spot, throwing them over the side at these near the Vane Brothers piers, these old rotted piers that are not in use. And they were putting so much out, putting so much bait spot into the water that they were actually, in my opinion, holding these fish there for weeks on end. And when the closure came around, the boats, left.
They were gone, sure.
Other than the commercial fishermen. But the fish left. So here you have a area that was getting inundated with fishermen and bait. It is now gone. These fish.
So it was an artificial hotspot generated by so much.
Unbelievable. I would have never believed it, but that's my guess.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. It really is. It is. The fish are, the bite is still on. I'm fishing a lot of different areas now. And you almost have to fish every day to follow these fish. They're all over the Patapsco. I'm hearing them back at Domino Sugar and whatnot. But it's the bite is still on. They're good, healthy fish.
Good.
They're fresh fish. They're coming in out of the salinity, so you can see that. And, just another interesting tidbit. I talked to a fellow at the boat ramp at Turner Station that had caught a shark, a bull shark. And I questioned, he didn't have a picture of it. Yesterday I was out and I saw a single fin, what I thought would have been a cow nose ray, but I'm pretty sure it was a shark.
Yeah. Well, you remember, man, it's been a long time, probably close to 30 years ago. There was a 400-pound bull shark caught. A guy in a small boat knew it was there, knew these sharks were there, and wound up hooking up with one. It took him from Sandy Point all the way to Bloody Point, and he wound up shooting it and killing it. Got a little bit of trouble for that, but that was about a 400-pound bull shark that was caught right there. Yeah.
Wow.
And that picture was all over the place. The shark was in a tackle shop in Reisterstown, if I remember. It was a customer there.
Yeah, I don't even know the regs on a bull shark, whether you can keep them or not. I would take a picture of it and let it go regardless. The bite's still on. You saw that picture of that perch.
Yeah.
My son caught. That thing was huge. On that monster jigging spoon he was using.
Yeah, I saw
that. There's quite a perch bite going on in the Patapsco, too. That's been pretty much endless for the last couple months.
Yep, that's what I've heard. I'd like to hear back from the fellow we talked to the other day about using the bigger baits for perch, using a 3 or 4 inch twister tail on an 8 ounce jig head and going for the bigger fish, kind of weeding out the fish that are that are, you know, undersized, which, yeah, bigger bait, bigger fish. Big Fish Eddie's proves that every day. I mean, he's got this, what was it, about a 13-inch perch on about a 10-inch spoon. Yeah,
exactly. You saw the video. I mean,
yeah.
It was in the mouth, one of the multiple hooks, but it was, and then we started throwing little blade baits along the shoreline there, and just, you know, one perch after another. But most of them were in that 8 to 9 inch range, which were fun to catch, but. It was nice. We're going to mix it up today, and I think we're going to go do the Patapsco Grand Slam, which for us is a rockfish, perch, and hopefully a snakehead. We're going to try some of our snakehead spots.
Cool. That's cool.
And I'll tell you one other quick note. My kids and a lot of other fishermen now with these snakeheads, they're letting them go.
Yep.
I don't know if you're hearing that, but
I am.
I think it's great. They're not seeing the fry balls of the newborn. They're just not seeing the numbers of fish. A lot of the fish the kids are catching has scars in them from bow fishermen whacking these things, and they're getting. A lot of the places we go, as we're leaving in the afternoons or evenings, there'll be two or three of these large boats, you know, guided trips with a night fit. And
yep.
So they're being exploited. I mean, they're taking a lot of fish.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's still good, but a lot of the people now, the hook and line, the people fishing for them are letting them back, which I think is great.
Sure.
I don't think they're quite the problem that what has been maybe led to be.
I got you.
Yep.
Well, we have that article in Big Ass Fish Magazine. You might have read it, called Be Grateful for Snakeheads. So it's another opportunity, you know. So,
yep.
I don't know where I fall on that spectrum, but, you know. They're delicious to eat. They're fun to catch. They grow big, and you know, it's quite a cottage industry here in Maryland for the guys that are selling the frogs and guiding the trips and all that. So you know,
and they're starting to show up on the market.
Yes,
you know, and a lot of grocery stores and stuff like that. They're carrying the fillets of snakehead.
Yep.
So it's good. Oh. And just a quickie, my daughter has gotten a couple of phone calls off of the ad.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yep. So thank you for all that. And,
my pleasure. So, well, that's what we hope, is that folks are getting the calls and taking the trips and all that. So.
Yep. All right. You all have a good the rest of your weekend.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate the call.
Okay. See you, Alan.
Take care. Yep. All righty. All right. Let's see. I know we got somebody else on the line. Aaron Wayne in Harford County. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well.
Yeah, I called to get in the contest for the tackle box.
Yep.
Because I didn't have any luck with fishing for the snakeheads
earlier
in the week. I went over to the Bush River, and
it
was slack tide at the time. But we're fishing from shore. It's kind of hard to get around with all the weeds. But didn't catch any snake fish, but I'll tell you, the carp were quite active, reaching all over the place.
Did you catch some?
No, we didn't have any corn.
some of the biggest carp we caught, my dad in particular, my dad was a great night crawler fisher. He loved to fish with night crawlers. And he's hooked up on some carp that were just unbelievable. And, you know, that's a bait you can... Sometimes you can have access to right there on the bank, maybe even crayfish or something like that. But the carp, yeah, I mean, you can throw corn for carp. That's great. So next time you go out to that area, take some corn with you.
Well, take some night crawlers. They're like the multi-purpose bait for, you can catch all kind of fish.
For everything. Yep, absolutely.
Everybody likes a worm.
Sure. People love the bloodworms for white perch. You know, they love those bloodworms. But at $17 a dozen, not everybody's going to.
Expensive right now.
Yeah, I know. $17, $18 a dozen, not everybody's going to buy bloodworms. But night crawlers are a really good alternative for those white perch. Just cut them up like a bloodworm, use a little piece on the hook, and have at it. So.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for entering the contest.
Have a good day, buddy.
You too, bud. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Let me talk to you folks about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. I'll probably be stopping there today. I've got a little check engine light that keeps coming and going. They can check the code and find out what in the world's going on with that. But Spurry's Tire Service right here in Easton, they're located at the corner of Elliott and Dover Roads. Dover Road is one of the main routes between, or the main route between Easton and Preston. So right off of 50, turn on Dover, and then Elliott is, I think, the first or second road on the left-hand side, and right there on the corner, you'll find Spurry's Tire Service. They love American-made tires. They're great patriots, Bridgestone and Firestone tires, but if your car or truck requires a different brand like Michelin or even Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, from the littlest car to the biggest tractor trailer. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm equipment to your lawnmower to your wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. That phone number, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh-picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
All right, there we go. Tackle Box Tim, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Doing good. What's going on?
No, listening to you and Lee talk about the white perch, and that's right up my alley.
Love. Oh, yeah.
I'm all in concurrence with using the bigger baits.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll take the 3 3/4 inch little fluke-style baits and put them on the tandem rig jig heads and just go to town. And
yep.
Rarely do you catch anything smaller than 8.5 inches on them.
Yep. Well, I've been perch fishing with you, and so has my grandson. And you know, you gave us the inside scoop on catching perch for sure.
Yeah, so that's a hoot.
It is a lot of fun.
Not taking very many trips inside, but got spots outside the Key Bridge, and
yeah,
except for last time that I went out and on that day after the. Supermoon and couldn't even find them. But other than
yeah.
that, once you find them, you drop down the jig heads and the bigger baits. You're definitely in for the bigger fish.
Yep, no question. Yeah, I'm glad that worked out. I mean, one of the recent perch tournaments saw fish at 16 inches caught on that kind of a rig with an eighth ounce jig head, a weedless jig head actually, and a 3.5 inch pearl colored twister tail. So.
Yep. I don't use much twister tails because I haven't had luck with them, but I know that's almost standard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You throw them on the back of a field spin type rig, and I've had a lot of success with that.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy yesterday who sells white perch and catches his own. And that's a spinnerbait that they use as a beetle spin. And, you know, they have great success with a beetle spin. So another good bait. Beetle spin is just an underrated bait for sunfish, perch, yellow perch, any kind of panfish. They're great.
You got it. I usually take the little beetle body off and put either a little paddle tail on it or a twister tail.
Yeah, Yeah.
It gives it a little bit. You got the flash for, from the little spinner blade, but it gives it a little bit more action for the bait.
Mm-hmm. The Beetle Spin bait itself, and you know they come standard with white, or they have that yellow with a black stripe. But their little tail on there, I don't know how much action that actually gives, unless it just, you know, looks like something that fish eat.
Right.
A lot of people have used that standard Beetle Spin with much success. They're a great, very great successful lure company.
Absolutely.
Has anybody seen Daredevil, or is Effinger out of business now? I don't know.
I don't know. I you know, that used to be a standard in every tackle box, whether you used it or not. You used to have that red Daredevil with the
white
curved stripe. Little red, white stripe in it.
They also had a kind of a solid silver with a sparkle to it. And I talked to Linda Effinger, who was Lou Effinger's daughter, the founder, at one of the tackle shows. And she said, man, I used to run around the factory when I was a kid. And she said they would, I don't know if they powder coated them or how they made those silver finish jobs. And she said they would overcook them sometimes and put more of a bronze finish on them with the, you know, with a darker finish. She said, that was my favorite. I'd collect those. That's the one I fished with, the rejects.
She would have something nobody else has. Yeah.
Looking
here on a computer, Daredevil is still out there.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
And I'm looking here, and they got the yellow one with the little diamonds on them. And
yeah, that's one. Yeah.
And a standard chrome and a couple different colors. So they're still out there on the market, but don't do much, standard, metal spoon jigging on them. But
right.
It sounds like old Big Fish Eddie's on them like that.
Oh yeah, he likes a big giant bait. I'll forward you the video. It's pretty cool. So yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I will be hitting the upper bay for some shallow water stripers later in the week, and I think maybe on Thursday I'll be heading down your way for another trip. But
good.
I'm trying to get out this week.
Okay, that sounds good.
Give you the highlights. I'll let you know if I'm heading down.
All right, let me know. That's
all
sure.
Right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You're right. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you think that humans are responsible for global warming? Let me see your hands in this audience. There's one lady over there. And that's about it. Yeah, well, I heard Rick Perry say something yesterday. You remember Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, guy who went out and shot his gun and, you know, won the governorship of Texas like that, and then he became energy secretary under Donald Trump. He said something the other day that was extremely interesting that I had never heard, and I'm sure the world leaders have heard it. I'm sure the climate activists have heard it, but it's underreported. Well, I'm going to report it to you right now. How many of you know about an underwater volcano that erupted in January of 2022 in Tonga? Tonga, T-O-N-G-A. Look it up. Tonga volcano. The article is from EOS. The Tonga eruption may temporarily push the Earth closer to the 1.5 degrees centigrade of warming. Now that's the when the alarm bells go off, the 1.5 centigrade increase in the world temperature. How did the volcano do that? We've had volcanoes in Hawaii, and God, please pray for those people on Oahu. That's horrible over there. We've had volcanoes Mount St. Helens. We've had volcanoes a lot of places around the world that erupted, and locally the ash and the darkened sky and the environmental impact is horrible, but this Tonga eruption was something special. Number one, it was underwater, January 22. It shot the standard volcanic cocktail of ash, gas, and pulverized rock into the sky, but the eruption included one extra ingredient that's now causing climate concerns, a significant splash of ocean water. let's suggest that it's a little more than a splash. The underwater caldera shot 146 metric megatons of water, not into the atmosphere, into the stratosphere like a geyser, potentially contributing to atmospheric warming over the next 5 years, according to a new study published in Nature Climate Change. The Earth's average temperature is teetering on the edge of surpassing its pre-industrial level by 1.5 degrees centigrade, the target set by the United Nations in the Paris Agreement. In May 2022, the World Meteorological Organization announced there was a 50% chance of exceeding the 1.5 centimeter threshold over the next 5 years. Now, keep in mind, these are climate activists that are telling you this. Climate activists that are telling you this, okay? But nothing can change the fact that this eruption did contribute to a temporary increase in the world temperature. Temporary! Just like every other climate event, it's temporary. Temporary. Remember when I was a kid, back in the 60s and 70s, they were talking about a coming ice age. Now we're talking about overwhelming warming of the planet. Well, I was surprised to hear Rick Perry mention this, so I looked it up, and you should look it up too. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yep. That's our phone number. If you'd like to get in on Fish and Tackle Contest, Tackle Box Tim was on the air talking about giving away a striper package by the end of this month. We're still taking votes on whether or not we should do September, October, November, or October, November, December to give away the three muzzleloaders that we have received from CVA. First one, Wolf. Second one, Optima. Third one, Acura. All stainless steel finish, all black synthetic stocks, all with capabilities to mount a scope. The first two come with the scope mount, but not the scope. The third one comes with a Picatinny rail that you can put your own rings and scope on there. So, but if you look up the values of the Wolf, the Optima, and the Acura, we're giving away some really, really nice muzzle loaders this year. So 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. If you'd like to get in touch with us now, tell us about your option for the giveaway. We'll take that into consideration. I'm leaning towards September, October, November because of the obvious. Give a muzzleloader away the end of September. You can have it ready with your optics for the early muzzleloader season. You give one away the end of October or the end of November, you can have it ready for a Christmas gift or for the late muzzleloader season. So that's where I'm leaning right now. Anyway, time for me to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Oh, we love these folks as a sponsor. We love stopping there. We love recommending them to people because, quite frankly, they've got the expertise. They've got the friendly staff. They've got the knowledge. They've got the service. They've got the good pricing. So, if you're looking for supplemental heat, that's right, something to, you know, heat a particular room of your house, maybe your living room, maybe your great room, you'd like to have a nice, you know, fireplace in there. Maybe you have a fireplace and you'd like to have an insert. Or maybe you'd like to have primary heat to become, with the price of fuel, become wood or pellets. They've got it all. The company called Enviro, they have the gas fireplace inserts. They also have the pellet fireplace inserts. They also have the freestanding pellet stoves. A company called Regency has the wood fireplace inserts, the wood freestanding fireplaces, and all are available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They do the installation. They do the service. They give you good advice. They give you the good price. They give you the qualifications of each model, and they help you in your purchase. We love them. Hearth America, Backyard Billy's, carries both those brands, Enviro and Regency. It's going to get cold eventually. Why not go shop now? Pellet, gas, electrical wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready. Be here sooner than you think at BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And don't forget to stop by Clyde Sports Shop. If you're looking for a new firearm, now's the time. Now's the time. The X-Bolt, the standard X-Bolt, is extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard magnum and short magnum calibers are available in the standard X-Bolt with the adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. All those features are available on the X-Bolt Pro series as well. They've got the calibers for long-range shooting. If you want to take a trip out west for elk or mule deer or whatever and you need a little bit more range, the X-Bolt Pro is the one to look at. Some of them come with muzzle brakes. Some of them come with Cerakote barrels, fluted barrels, beautiful camo pattern. You might want to check that out. The other firearm, if you like a high-powered rifle, is the BAR MK2 Safari model. The BAR stands for Browning Automatic Rifle. It's kind of a misnomer. The BAR was, you know, a warfare firearm, but the sporting model is a semi-automatic. Comes with a reliable gas piston operation, a detachable box magazine. It comes in a lot of good calibers for if you like a semi-automatic firearm. The BAR MK2 Safari models, one for you. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week. The website's ClydeSports.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting right now at Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice. It's open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
You need a little Dave Dudley there, buddy. You ever heard Dave Dudley? All right, we need a little Dave Dudley on there. So, oh my gosh, yep. Or a little Convoy. 6th of June, Dark of the Moon, the 6th of June, and a Kenworth hauling logs, a cab over Pete with a reefer on the Jimmy hauling hogs. He's headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I said, Pig Pen. This here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down. That's a truck driving song there, buddy. So, all my trucker buddies out there, we thank you for listening, that's for sure. I know you can't call all the time, but we like to know that we're out there reaching you here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, that's for sure. What else do I want to say? We're almost out of time. We are out of time. There's the music, so. Oh, my. Oh, good. I'm glad the streaming was good. Thanks, John B., for letting me know on that one. And, I did misspeak. I said the fire was on Oahu. I apologize for those of you who have loved ones on Maui. Pray for the people in Maui. And God knows if you don't know the island, just say God be with those people in Hawaii. And he understands. So thank you, folks. Get out, stay safe. Today, stay cool. It's going to be hot out there this week again. And thanks for joining us here on the Outdoorsman Show. See you next week.